Representative Ed Case, who sits on the House Appropriations Committee, expressed concern last week that federal money for several military projects in Guam is being diverted for a border wall. It was the same concern he had earlier this year. Case disagreed about moving funds for Hawaii military for the president's wall. One project that had been on the chopping block was a $78 million effort to upgrade the Pearl Harbor-Waiava water system. A major break in the line recently underscored the need to overhaul the aging system. Case also sits on the Natural Resources Committee, giving him plenty of opportunities to work with his sister, Suzanne, who heads the State Department of Land and Natural Resources. We sat down with him earlier this summer as he reflected on his return to Congress.
This is my third tour of duty, so to speak, in Washington, D.C. I mean, I went to Washington, D.C. as a summer intern for Spark Matsunaga, then U.S. House member Spark Matsunaga, my predecessor representing the 1st Congressional District, 44 years ago. And I spent 3 years on Capitol Hill from the age of 22 to 25 then, half of it in the U.S. House, half of it in the U.S. Senate. I decided that that was a career I wanted to pursue. You know, long story short, that took me back to Congress in 02. I served 02 to 07, very, very full, 4+ years. Came home, lived a normal life, if you want to put it that way, for 12 years of great practicing law and then working for Outrigger Hotels, which I loved doing. But what really happened was that I watched the country deteriorate. I watched the political debate deteriorate. I watched Congress deteriorate. I watched this incredible divisions coming in. And in that, I wasn't different from any other American, I don't think. And then I got wrapped up in a group called the Reformers Caucus. And this was only just last year. It was a was and remains a group of former members of Congress on a bipartisan basis. Former members of Congress, cabinet officials, ambassadors, senators, governors, you know, folks that have been involved in government. And the commitment of the Reformers Caucus was to reform government, to try to bring it back closer to the people, to try to end some of this division. And at some point, I just thought to myself, well, you know, if I'm going to get back involved in politics, I'd rather do it from the inside. And that took me to running for this particular election.
Now, you managed to get on two really important committees, appropriations and environment. You were concerned about funding for the military's water system at Pearl Harbor. We just had a major break, and we just had a recent one up at Tripler.
So this is actually a very instructive story, especially the water main break for the military coming out of Waiava, which is their main water supply to Pearl Harbor and all of the military installations that are on or related to Pearl Harbor, plus many, many civilians. So we're talking 100,000 people that depend on one water pipe from Waiava coming down. And that water pipe, everybody has known that it needed to be replaced. And it was already in the pipeline, so to speak, for funding. So the funding was actually appropriated. So not just authorized, but appropriated. The difference there is authorized means, yes, you can do it. Appropriated means, okay, you're going to do it, and here's the money. The money had already been appropriated for that. The project is about a $78 million project. And this is military construction money, which falls directly within my Appropriations Committee Subcommittee on Military Construction and Veterans. That's one of my key subcommittees, where there's 10 of us out of 435 in Congress that are responsible for divvying up a huge amount of funding for those areas. Right in the middle of that project actually being contracted for, President Trump determined that he wanted to divert all currently appropriated monies for military construction, or not all, but much of it, to his border wall on the basis of it being an emergency funding. Now, we can debate whether their border wall needs to be built or not. I'm fine debating that. We can also debate whether it's an emergency. The key here was that Congress had already appropriated the money. It was already allocated to that project, and he proposed to divert it. Now, I said that that was wrong in committee. I flew home, and the next day that water main breaks. So proof in the pudding right there. The other committee that I was really, really happy to get onto was Natural Resources. And when you serve on appropriations, it's what's referred to as an exclusive committee, which means you're not supposed to serve on another committee unless there's a really good reason. I was fortunate to get a waiver to that so that I get to serve on Appropriations and Natural Resources. The Natural Resources Committee is responsible for basically anything having to do with our natural resources, as the name connotes. So we're talking about national parks, national forests, public lands, our oceans. Those are areas that are within that committee's kuleana.
I'm sure you probably get an earful from Suzanne.
Referring to my sister, who's the chair of the Department of Land and Natural Resources. Well, in all honesty, it's fantastic to have her there while I'm on this committee, because My job is to work with the state of Hawaii to start with on trying to achieve the state's priorities and purposes in Washington, D.C. So in the area of natural resources, it's natural for me, so to speak, to work with DLNR. And Governor Ige has been very, very good about saying, hey, just work directly with my cabinet members. Now, it just so happens that that particular member is my sister. We grew up exactly the same way on the Big Island. We have the same viewpoint on the environment. We have the same concerns for the environment. And so it is really, really nice to just call her up and say, hey, you know, I've got this issue. What do you think? Or similarly with her. And, you know, what do we do about it at the federal level? So that's been a real joy to do. The area that particularly concerns me on the environment is our oceans. National policy on our environment tends to focus more on our air and on our terrestrial environment. And so we spend a lot of time talking, as we should, on the natural resources about, you know, climate change, about the impacts of climate change on our national parks, national forests, and other parts of our environment. We tend to spend a lot of time talking about how do we protect the environment on land throughout our country, but we don't spend a whole bunch of time on our oceans. And, you know, in all honesty, a lot of folks in Congress, they just don't think about oceans.
Right, landlocked.
They're landlocked. They're from Kansas. You know, if they think about oceans, they think more about the Atlantic Ocean. They're not familiar with the Pacific Ocean. So it's really not a champion of the Pacific Ocean, especially the tropical, subtropical Pacific Ocean in Congress. And so I've taken that up. I mean, my goal in the environmental area is to deal with our world's oceans. And that comes from a couple of different areas. You know, one would be the basic natural resources of our oceans, so the fisheries of our oceans. Are they overfished? Are we managing it correctly? Are we coordinating with other countries of the world so that we, you know, save our whales and, you know, save our endangered species in the oceans? Another area that is equally important is non-point source pollution, especially from land. So seepage from land into the oceans just destroys oceans. And so I'm finding my fellow travelers, so to speak, in Congress to deal with how do we fashion a national oceans policy that will actually effectively manage and protect our oceans for the next generations.
You talked about transparency, the need for transparency, and you also mentioned the fisheries. And I know the Fisheries Council is something that you're concerned about whether we're getting proper accounting about certain funds they may be managing. Any headway on that?
I think there is a lot of headway. First of all, we're talking about the Western Pacific Fisheries Management Council, which is a product of federal law. And what they're supposed to be doing is essentially managing the fisheries in U.S. waters in the Western Pacific, which includes Hawaii. So there's a number of fisheries management councils for U.S. waters throughout our country. We're in the Western Pacific. And so the Western Pacific Management Council, WESPAC for short, has been doing this for many, many decades now. And I believe that they have gotten themselves into really a culture of kind of, you know, insider focus, and certainly a feeling that, you know, the way they do things is the way they should be done and nobody can challenge them. We have been, and this has been going on long before I was reelected to Congress, we have been trying to get them to provide the basic information about where they spend their money. Now, you would think that with the sum total of the, you know, many members of the delegation asking them to produce their information and Freedom of Information Act requests, that we would now know where they are actually contracting, the terms of the contracts, and where they are actually spending their money. And the answer is we don't right now. So certainly with other members, we haven't gotten all the information yet. So unfortunately, this is not a simple process. But we are making headway to answer your question.
Okay, so just efforts to try and manage not just the natural resources, but also then what's happening with the funds.
Well, you give WESPAC the responsibility for our federal government to manage the fishery in one of the largest swaths of the ocean in the entire world. You want to know what they're doing. I certainly do. I'm responsible for it. I'm funding them to do that. I'm supposed to be overseeing them. And if I don't have the basic information to oversee them, I'm not doing my job.
That was a rebroadcast of a conversation we had with Representative Ed Case, who happened to be in town over the 4th of July holiday. He was talking about his first 6 months working back in Washington, D.C.